Podcast Quick Hits, number 15 for May 17th, 2017. And just wanted to put out a quick little episode here to let you know things are changing just a little bit over here at Podcast Help Desk. Of course, nothing serious. And if you're subscribed, you'll stay subscribed. But if you get this in the regular Podcast Help Desk feed, that's going to be normal from now on. My quick hits are going to go out in the main feed, and there is also an option to subscribe just to the quick hits. But if you're subscribed to the main feed, there's no reason to subscribe to quick hits because you'll get it anyway. And I made a little bit of a move. I moved over to PowerPress Sites off of GoDaddy. For a while there, I was kind of running a hybrid of PowerPress Sites and GoDaddy, and I've completely moved off from GoDaddy hosting for this website, and I'm completely on PowerPress Sites Deluxe, which by the time you get this will probably be available over at blueberry.com. I think, as far as I know, I'm the first site that's fully set up, or maybe not, but first site to be publicly set up. So on the new system, I even went through the whole commerce setup and everything. So we are on Blueberry 100%, WordPress site and all. But the only thing that changed, of course, is the color scheme. Of course, I do that seasonally, so I have kind of a summer sunset going on the header there at podcasthelpdesk.com. Still waiting for a few fiddly little details to be ironed out, but should be fully up and running. Like I said, by the time you hear this, it was a pretty smooth process. Definitely think that this is going to be the way to go, kind of the easy button of podcasting. And, you know, that's kind of the reason I decided I would combine quick hits and the regular feed here. Is that way, when I put out a quick hits episode, it goes out into the main feed, which is normal, and it goes out into the quick hits feed, which is also normal. But I don't have to deal with some of the extra things I had to do to publish quick hits as opposed to the main show. And, you know, I'm all about making it easy. But you can still go to the website, you can still click on the menu there to see just the quick hits episodes, or you can go there and see the regular episodes. I do have a couple of regular episodes coming soon, more of the beginner series. So we're going to go through and start, like I said, from scratch and get your stuff up and running. I said the whole idea of podcasting, in my opinion, is make it simple to make the content. So you can focus on the good content and, you know, all the fiddly bits and technical stuff. You know, sure, you got to deal with that when you set it up, but once it's set up, it should run smoothly. And I think moving to PowerPress Sites Deluxe is going to make that a little better. You know, think of it as almost a virtual private server, maybe even better than that. So if I get really, really popular and you guys tell everybody you know to subscribe to Podcast Help Desk, site's not going to go down, and the feed's not going to go down, and the feed's not going to be screwed up. It hasn't been anyway all along. You know, I have nothing against GoDaddy, but figured it was time to make the move. Drink the Kool-Aid, you know, the whole nine yards. So for a measly $32 a month, I have my web hosting, I have my podcast media hosting, and if I wasn't the one that took care of it, I would have a WordPress site that I didn't have to take care of. But see, we take care of that at Blueberry for you. So, and it's on a massive server, so there's no, when you pay the $3 or $5 or whatever it is for a shared hosting account, you know, you're sharing it with a bunch of sites, and most of the time that works pretty well. But if you get popular, either they're going to say, hey, you're taking up too much bandwidth, you need to upgrade, or it's just going to flat go down. You know, a lot of web hosting companies have that problem where it just flat goes down. Well, this site, we shouldn't have that problem. So anyway, it's well worth it. And if you want to try it free for a month, of course, you can use my promo code HELPDESK. That will give you a free month of anything over at blueberry.com. And the new checkout's kind of cool. You know, if you're just checking out for hosting, you pick your plan, you check out. If you're checking out and you want a WordPress site, you can either pick the free WordPress site, which is a subdomain of blueberry.net now. Let's move from .com to .net for any new sites. So, you know, in this case, it would have been phd.blueberry.net if I was to go with a free site. But I went with the deluxe site, so I was able to map my domain. And I've got a bit more plugins. I got the Yoast SEO plugin. I got a really cool redirection program plugin. And about, you know, I don't know, 15, 20 other plugins. And all that stuff is maintained by Blueberry, so you don't have to fiddle around with it. You get the Blueberry PowerPress theme, and I believe there'll be some more themes available fairly soon. This is the very first iteration, and we'll be making some tweaks along the way. But you got lots of the most popular plugins available for WordPress, and guaranteed not to screw up your feed. So that's a good thing, because the feed is the podcast. So anyway, if you're getting this, the changes have all taken effect, and it's working. So catch me later.